L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's hour number two. It's the early line on SportsGrid. We're joined with the guys on the right side. Let's talk some NFL. Talk some Kyler Murray. Skips OTAs. Is this a surprise? I don't know. I think you can go both ways when it comes to this Kyler Murray story. My initial reaction, he's trying every single move in the playbook to be paid. That's priority one. That's understandable. What's your reaction right now with Kyler Murray skipping OTAs?
I don't think this helps, though, Kevin. I honestly don't. I don't think this helps his cause. And I say this, quarterbacks are completely different than any position, probably in professional sports, and particularly in the NFL. The most important player on your team is the starting quarterback. That's how your team goes. So it's almost like I'm not going to show up and this is going to hurt the team because Colt McCoy is going to end up running it or whoever you bring in is like a third or fourth string guy to run these OTA minicamps. You need the quarterback to be there to set the tone. But is this one of those power plays like, oh, yeah, look at this, DeAndre Hopkins, Kevin. He's not going to be there for six games. I forget what the true suspension was, but multiple games. Mm-hmm. I'm going to press the lever and say, what are you going to be without me too and see what happens? It's really not the way to go around it because either if you're an organization that wants to pay your quarterback or not, it's pretty evident. And you know numbers, Kevin, financial numbers, have been exchanged between the camps here for Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. There's no doubt in that. They didn't just shut the door and say, we're not giving you a contract, we don't even care. You know those numbers where Kyler Murray's like, I want to be paid like Patrick Mahomes, and Arizona's like, yeah, why don't you win like Patrick Mahomes, and we'll be happy to pay you. But there's also another avenue out here that I think we've seen that's worked remarkably well. And there's a guy in Baltimore named Lamar Jackson who played this absolutely perfect by going, I don't even want a contract now because when you're out of options for me, I'm going to be worth so much money that I'm going to make threefold on what I was going to get 3 years ago if I would have signed a long-term extension. But if you're Kyler Murray and his agent, Kevin, are you saying to yourself, hey, let's not risk it here. You're small in stature guy. What happens if you get hurt? Let's get all your money now, even if it's not going to be as much as it could be in 3 to 4 years. One guy, Lamar Jackson, bet on himself and shows up at every OTA and is a great locker room guy and never lets it affect him, while Kyler Murray is taking out ads in papers and not showing up to OTAs when he's supposed to be the franchise guy. Not a great look for him to try to get paid from the Cardinals, in my perspective.
It's been an odd back and forth, though, right? So I feel like kind of the start point of this maybe was, remember the slander train on Kyler Murray and, you know, what kind of guy he was to have around in Arizona, which, yeah, right, all that, terrible to be around, it's all this, that, and the third, right? So then we eventually got to a point where Kyler goes on a tweet storm saying all of the right things. I want to be in Arizona. You guys know I love you. I just want to win a Super Bowl. Let's make this happen. And there was still no movement. And now we're sat here, and he's probably like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not showing up. When they pay me, let me know. Because you're right. What Lamar is – but let's not be – and I'm not saying that you are. But let's not pretend that Lamar is doing this because he's like, you know what, man? This is great for the Baltimore Ravens. They don't have to – you know, they're not going to extend me. I mean, they never have to pay me. No, Lamar is kind of cracked that Kirk Cousins code. They thought it was a good idea to put off paying me. And now they're going to end up paying me more money than everybody somehow in the NFL, right? Lamar cracked that code. Kyler's not here for the risk. Kyler, right, a guy who passed up on baseball, shorter guy, dealt with some injuries last year, right? Doesn't know maybe if he trusts everybody. Pay me now. When you pay me, then I don't have to worry about anything that you're thinking. And you don't have to worry about anything that I'm thinking because we're here and we're locked in. And the most recent report from Schefter of ESPN is that there's been zero progression made between the two sides as it pertains to getting that new deal. Radio audience is here live on, of course, a Tuesday morning. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside. We're talking about Kyler Murray skipping OTAs out there in Arizona. Here's my question, though. Do you have doubts that Kyler is the long-term guy in Arizona? Because if the answer to that is no, then what are we doing here?
No, I actually have doubts. And you're not supposed to have doubts about guys that you draft number one overall that you think are going to be your franchise guy. And I'll keep it short here. It seems like he's squawking a lot about money. Grant, money is always the most important thing. But how I'm prefacing this, right? I want to get paid. I want to get paid now. If you're not going to pay me, somebody's going to pay me. It feels like that, right? Lamar, you don't get that. And we're just using Lamar Jackson as that East Coast, West Coast, you know, two similar guys that might be in a certain position here where they want to get paid. Did it ever sound like Dak Prescott even wanted to leave the Cowboys? Lamar Jackson wants to leave the Baltimore Ravens? It feels like to me, it's more personal now in Arizona. Like, I'd rather get paid somewhere else as long as I get paid than be the franchise guy in Arizona. That's just the way it's playing out to me here with Kyler Murray.
Maybe so. I mean, you know, and here's the other thing, though. And I wonder if this maybe's raised it a little bit. We haven't talked about this. The Hopkins suspension. Right? Cardinals were not the same without DeAndre Hopkins. Hey, man, if you think I'm going to put six games on the resume and no DeAndre Hopkins, you got another thing coming.
That's
not going to happen, man. That's not going to happen. And maybe that's at play here a little bit. Look, I'll sink the Baker thing in quickly. I know that you know we are the ones who are bringing this up, so it sounds silly when I call it a non-story, but it grabs people's attention, and people are talking about it here. Of course he's not at OTAs. If he was at OTAs, that would... If he was at OTAs, you might have got me to bump Pete Celtics, honestly. What would he have been doing at OTAs there, right? Like, we're just playing the waiting game here on Baker Mayfield.
Yes. And can you imagine? Like, I'm going to play out the movie scene, right? They go, all right, starters in the huddle. Baker Mayfield goes out there with Deshaun Watson, stands side by side in the huddle as they stare each other down. We need that. Mm-hmm. Baker, show up at OTAs unannounced and get this on. Come on.
If Baker feels a squeeze out coming to the degree that he's not actually going to be like on an NFL roster, he does need to show up in Cleveland and raise all kinds of hell and
get
see
workouts
what he can
in.
Do. Yes, yes. Oh, bring his own camera crew, like T.O. style and what have you. Oh, that'd be good.
Hey, guys, we're going to Jamaica. You want to go to Jamaica with me instead of the Bahamas? Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Before we get over to Major League Baseball, there's one other NFL story that I wanted to bring in the fold because it is one of Donnie's absolute favorite topics to discuss. You know, Donnie's an Eagles fan, right? But if you told him he could only get updates about one team, it might just be the Washington Commanders with everything that they've been able to provide over a good while now. And I kind of want to let you set the stage and break this down for people. Tell me if I've got the surface level stuff. They've went out there and they've paid $100 million to get basically a new stadium in a new location. I mean, what are we doing with the Command? Are they going to be they're going to become the VaTech Commanders any day now? What is going on out here with Washington?
I mean, this organization, they never were in the crosshairs for me throughout my, you know, cheering, the earlier adult life or even in my teenage years. It's usually, boy, we hate the Giants here in Philadelphia. We hate the Dallas Cowboys and the, you know, football team / whatever they call themselves now. Sort of like that afterthought. And now they really start to get into my crawl. And the reason being is stuff like this, right? So we see some of the back channeling in the NFL, which I don't believe it's to be true, where the owners now are like secretly meeting behind the scenes and gathering votes together. Do I have your, like it's Congress. Do I have your vote if we want to vote Snyder out? He's one of my good friends here. But can we get your vote? If you do, we'll swing you a Super Bowl to knock this guy out of the NFL, which I don't believe that's actually happening here. So Daniel Snyder, under so much turmoil over the past, let's just say, 4 to 5 years on stuff that's happened over the past 20 years, he's so maniacally insane that he's like, I don't listen to any of this. You know what? I'm going to go buy land here 25 miles away or whatever from Washington, D.C., and put a stadium here as if I'm going to be the owner for the next 25 years and nobody can touch me here. But my favorite part about this whole thing is not the fact that they're actually buying land. It's, you know, as soon as you hear like where this land possibly is and people go, wait a second. If you put this stadium here, like nobody's ever going to be able to get to the game. It's going to be a 3-hour traffic jam and nobody cares about that. Like that's the least part of the problems here for the Washington Commanders, let alone the name change, all the issues that Snyder's have, the votes behind the scenes to kick Daniel Snyder out of ownership of an NFL team. And he's like, you know what, guys? I'm buying some land. We're building a new stadium. Nothing ceases to amaze me anymore with Daniel Snyder and the Washington Commanders, Kevin.
I just don't understand anything that they do. Nothing feels real ever. I feel like when you, I also, by the way, you did something though that I know that I always, is you still called them the football team. And
yeah,
dang it. That is still, like, I have someone, you know, I had someone give me the take that they should have stuck with football team. It would have been great.
No.
And that also we should have done the Cleveland baseball team and that the Guardians missed out.
Yeah. Yeah, just this should just go Washington FC. Like, just move over to the EPL. Like, Daniel said, oh, can I have a soccer team? Yeah, yeah. Just put them in a soccer league. This is what I like, too, because I can burn my wheels here and start spinning it out against Daniel Snyder. The simple fact of the matter is the most egregious thing that has ever happened maybe in the NFL in my lifetime is a team did not have a name, and it was apparent that the NFL was okay with that. Hey, guys, you can't have this name that you're using, which was the Redskins. You can't use that anymore. Come up with a new name. We're so inept as an organization that it took us basically 2 years to come up with Commanders. That's in 3 minutes. Hey, Kevin, what do you think a great name is? Hey, how about the Commanders? There you go. That took 2 years and probably millions of dollars in marketing and feedback and polls to see if that made some sense. But also keep in mind, the Washington fan base really wanted the Red Wolves. They said, look, you can make so many inroads here with our fan base if you call us the Red Wolves. And at the same time, they're like, that's going to cost us probably like $250,000 in licensing fees. Yeah, you know what, guys? We know you wanted it. You ain't getting it, but still watch this video and watch us be called the Commanders at this point. Since I love it. I love the organization from top to bottom for simple stuff like that. The only name we want as a fan base is this. Yeah, you can't get that. Let's move on to an even worse name. Unbelievable stuff.
I do think somehow what everything they did let Cleveland off the hook, though. Cleveland sent out a statement. Hey, we're going to change our name. We want to move on with the times, right? We think it makes sense. And then proceeded to play a 162-game season. But they weren't Cleveland baseball team for the year. They just kept rocking and rolling. And then they're like, oh, all right. Here, we're the Guardians.
You're the what?
Like, I don't just pull the names off Twitter. They've got better ideas than you. All right, let's do Major League Baseball. Now, here we go again. I don't know how this keeps happening. But we got a game lined up. We have absolutely no odds for it. So I won't really break this down. I'll tell people you can tune in. Moneyline, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern time on Sports Grid Radio. We're currently looking to break the record for callers this week. We're off to a hot start. Help us do that. The number, you can find it online. Make sure you jump on the mix there with Moneyline. Again, 1 p.m. Eastern start time on Sports Grid Radio. My question to you is, Pirates-Rockies, was this going to be the over for the day? And are we now missing out that we don't currently have odds for this game?
We're not missing out here, and here's the reason why I brought this up. And yes, if you look at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, I can't get any team totals, or even a line for this game because you don't have a confirmed pitcher here for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But I don't care who the Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher actually is in this game, Kevin. The reason I picked this out is these are some of the fun ones that you like to try to handicap where who in their right mind is going to be like, hey, you know what, Detroit Tigers team total, fantastic. Pittsburgh Pirates team total, even better. Like, people don't do that, but I got to tell you, there might be a little bit of an in today for the Pittsburgh Pirates offense. If we take a look here, Colorado-Pittsburgh, 6:35, so one of those earlier starting games today that's not in the afternoon. Freeland's a left-handed pitcher. He's on the mound today, a 4.74 xFIP number. But here's the interesting part. 53 batters he's faced, Kevin, from the left-hand side, a 3.95 weighted on base percentage. Righty's a 3.42, so both of those are elevated. And if we actually take a look at this Pittsburgh lineup, how it matches up against left-handed pitching, it's not that bad, Kevin. Look at the first five batters in this lineup that we think are going to play tonight. 394, 373, 399, 367, and 348. Five straight batters to start this lineup above average weighted on base percentage versus left-handed pitching. And you know as well as I do, this number is not good. What are we looking at? Maybe a 3 as a team total for the Pirates today, even though they're bad. This game kind of matches up, and I'm interested to see, once the FanDuel Sportsbook opens up with odds, what that team total is. Sneaky? This could be one of those, Kevin, hey, they got 4 runs, lost 6-4. Awesome. Great pick, Donnie. Or, man, Pittsburgh just got shut out and probably got no hit in this game. You idiot. What kind of games are you trying to pick out here? But this is sneaky. These are the ones that pique my attention.
I tell you, though, we the old days, last year, Donnie would pull up the Pirates, and there'd be excitement.
Oh.
Now it's like, yeah, the Pirates are the same as like the good teams in baseball. So it's besides the point. Here's the deal, folks.
Yeah.
How about this next game? The ERA leader in the National League goes to Tampa Bay. Rays, Marlins, Lopez, McClanahan, 6.5. And we're on our way to a 6. We're on our way to a 6. We are. I don't know if it gets there, but the juice is trending under. What are we doing here with a 6? What are we doing with a 6.5 here, DRS?
Here's my favorite ones. When I line up the Major League Baseball card for the day, I immediately look at, because I have a little bit of notes that I write down. Just say, okay, because Donnie doesn't remember all that much. Just give you a little kickstart here. Like when Kevin would be like, just randomly, hey, how about this Cubs game? Like, man, I don't even have any notes in this. I don't know. Let's spitball here. We're not spitballing this one. There's one word in this game. There's one word when you match up the Marlins and the Rays here. And no, it's not the Trop, which is two words, because that is a ridiculous place to try to hit home runs anymore in Major League Baseball. It's under. That's it. It's under. Where are the runs coming from today? I don't know. You have to hit an absolute rocket to get it out there. You're talking about one of the worst hitting environments in baseball, coupled now with a dead baseball, two good pitchers on the mound with lineups that project to struggle today. You look at this 6.5, like, man, I wonder if they get the 6.5 hits in this game at this point. I like the under here. Crazy. 6.5, and I like the under.
Well, I mean, look, again, you've got the small sample size. Okay, cool. Three games. A 0.47 ERA for Pablo Lopez on the road this season. 0.47. What? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
McClanahan's going to strike out about 100 batters, it feels like. I mean, it's just one of those games where it's hard to find the juice. But then again, I mean, do you just stubbornly bang? No, you don't do that. No, you don't do that. We only do that when they hang the worst offense in baseball at 4.5. Shout out to the Detroit Tigers, those jabrones. Mm-hmm. Break's coming up here. We'll be right back. Tons and tons and more of Major League Baseball on the slab with you right here on the Early Line in Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, before we get back to the baseball, it's not fair. So, Don, you know how, like, certain people can get away with certain things? Right, but others cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to picture the scene, right? Our guy B-Rutz is inside. He's doing a great job, right? Bang up producing.
Yeah, does he look at you where he's at? Can he see you?
No.
Can he see you right now?
I'm hidden. What's
up with that?
I'm hidden. He can't see me. Oh, right, no, it's very interesting. At some point we'll get there, I think. At some point we'll get there. So picture the scene, though, right? He's in there. He's making it happen. You know what he's got next to him? A big bag of mini powdered donuts. Now, I respect the move.
Wow.
But you know. Wow. That if that was me sitting in that room, 7 a.m., big bag of mini powdered donuts, that's a whole different scenario.
That would, too. Like it, just like a little scene. They can have that wide shot, I guess, they can put you to the side. Let it be known, like, we can't see your computer, laptop, or your setup right now. If they did that wide shot of you, like, down by your feet was like a bag of donuts, a Dunkin' Donuts bag or something like that, that would be endless, and we would love that. Like, I think you need to stage that yourself here just to see what the responses would be.
Yeah. Like, do one of those things like, man, new studio setup's looking great. Would a gang of donuts down there? See how many people?
Exactly.
Man, now you're on the scene. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We'll have to set that up. Look, here's the next deal. It's Yanks O's, man. Bounce back spot. They lost as a -330 favorite yesterday. I still can't believe that game. Gerrit Cole goes 8 innings, but was rocked. I don't know how those were true at the same time. -260 on the Yanks, 8.5 for a total. The anticipation would be that the Yankees are going to bounce back. Is that what the numbers tell you?
Yeah, taking a look here real quick on some XFIP minus numbers, which have come out this morning. You know, Zimmerman comes in at a 101, which isn't bad. And just the idea of what XFIP minus is, 100 is your average major league pitcher. Anything below that is very good. Anything above that there is a little bit above average. Just to put that in perspective, Shane McClanahan today is a 46 on the XFIP minus number. So you would think that the Yankees would be okay today. But if we line up matchups, it technically doesn't match up all that well. Because if we're looking from a, can the Yankees do damage against left? lefties? Yes, they can, Kevin. If we anticipate the starting lineup here for the Yankees today, let's take a look at their first five batters here, which we sent the tweets back and forth over the weekend. Like, hey, how about the Yankees? Weighted runs created plus. They match up very well. But on a day-to-day basis, it seems like the 2 through 5 is very good. And maybe that's all you need because Judge and Stanton can go yard twice a game. And there you go. You got your team total. But look at today. DJ LeMahieu is a right-handed batter. He actually matches up very well versus lefties. A 447 weighted on base percentage. But just look at the ISO power numbers of the first five guys. LeMahieu, 209. Judge, 359. Rizzo, 277. Stanton, 233. And Gleyber Torres at a 286. That's very good. But if we look at Zimmerman this year, 4.32 xFIP, a little bit high, 20% strikeout rate, which is okay. But take a look at his weighted on base percentages, Kevin, to lefties here, 253. And a 130 ISO power number, which is good. But you don't have a ton of left-handed batters in the lineup. And quite frankly, today, it looks like the only one that's going to be there is possibly Anthony Rizzo. So if we take a look at the right-handed batters, it's not that bad either, Kevin. A 313 weighted on base percentage and an ISO power number of 160. So he matches up fairly well with that Yankees lineup. But at the same time, the Yankees lineup matches up pretty well with him. This is one of those, which do you trust? The Yankees to bounce back, the Yankees to get off the schneid, or is this another one of those performances where the Yankees score like 4 runs and it probably won't be good enough there, but maybe good enough to win the actual game? Tough one here because Yankees look good on paper, but so does Zimmerman here.
Yeah, that's so Zimmerman, it's very bizarre. Like the Yankees and the Orioles feel like they're playing each other 24/7. For both of these guys, yeah. This is the fourth time that they are going to see these baseball teams. We're talking about Zimmerman and Montgomery. For Zimmerman, though, right? First outing, 5 innings, scoreless. Second, 4 1/3, 4 total runs, 3 earned. And then the last one, 5 innings, 7 hits, 5 earned runs. So it's getting worse for Zimmerman as it goes along. You look, there's some Yankees there with some big numbers against him. Judge jumps right off of the page, 5 for 11, 2 homers. So I'm sure people, you know, on a Dinger Tuesday are going to look to press down Aaron Judge. That Yanks team total is a 5 at plus 100. Can you get 4.5? At that point, I think that maybe you can start to talk about it a little bit there as it plays out for the Yanks today over the Baltimore Orioles. Next game up here on the slate, A's Mariners. We've not talked a lot about the Athletics in a while, which is understandable. But the interesting thing is they line up here against the Seattle Mariners ball club. It's not like the Seattle Mariners inspire a ton of confidence on a day-to-day basis right now. There's about a 1.5 game gap between these two squads here. Now, Seattle is your favorite still, checking in at a little above minus 150, flat 7 here out west. What are you looking at here in this game?
Yeah, trying to take a look at some. Oh, here we go. Got some updated numbers here at the FanDuel Sportsbook to see what the team totals come in at. Now, not saying we're going to play this, but this is the kind of tough strategies that we try to deal with. Like, how's this bad offense going to match up against this pitcher? If we take a look at Kirby, he's got some pretty good stuff here, but he's got a 4.61 xFIP number, which is high, talking about the Seattle Mariners pitcher. If we take a look at how he breaks down, he's a right-handed pitcher to lefties. He's been absolutely filthy. 36 batters he's faced, Kevin, from the left-hand side. Keep in mind, Kirby, once again, is a right-handed pitcher. A 130 weighted on base percentage and an ISO power number of 029. But take a look at the right-handed batters. He's faced 26 of those this season. A 521 weighted on base percentage with an ISO power number of 417. Now, if we look at the Oakland roster today and how it's structured, looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, possibly 4 left-handed batters, which is good because you try to want to stack, usually you're going to stack as many lefties as you can. But the fact of the matter is Kirby's really handled those. So you have 5 batters in the lineup today that were looking from the right-hand side that might be able to do damage. The only reason why I brought this up is because the Oakland offense is terrible. There's only one guy in the lineup ISO power number wise, which is Brown at a 204. Everybody else is below. But you also look here, and if you're taking a look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, the Oakland Athletics runs today, team total, 3 at a minus 114 price. They're the road team. They're going to get 9 at-bats. And sometimes you look at this and go, well, they got to get 4 to cash. Well, maybe you look at it and say, I just need 3 to tie, and I'll let the rest of that handle itself. Not saying that Oakland should even get 4 runs today, but when I see numbers that are that low, I try to dig in and say, okay, even though these are bad baseball teams, just like we talked about the Pirates, sometimes there is some value. Now, the Pirates actually had plus batters in their lineup. The Oakland Athletics don't. So even at this time of the year, you're trying to take just an educational shot per se and say, this pitcher is struggling versus right-handers. I don't need six runs to cash this. I just need three to push and four to win. I get nine at-bats. Maybe it comes out that way, but I'm just trying to analyze and say, if all these team totals aren't stacking up, try to pick on some of these pitchers where maybe they can get themselves in trouble with a low team total, which you're getting three from the Oakland A's today.
It provides you breathing room, right, when you're dealing with a number that low. And ultimately, I do think one of the interesting things with Kirby, now this is a guy that is three starts into his Major League Baseball career. We actually got a call about
Correct.
Him, I'm sure you remember, on the radio side.
Yes, we did.
People were asking kind of about Kirby, and he's supposed to be a legitimate guy for this Mariners, you know, farm system to come up here. And he was really good the first two outings. And then he saw Boston, eight hits, five earned runs, two homers, in five innings of work there. Is that a matter of, you know, Boston being Boston, kind of getting right in a game? Is that a product of, you know, people are kind of starting
game.
To figure out some things? Yeah. Okay, yeah, right. So maybe just Trevor Story, the only one watching film, right? Whatever it might be. The other thing I like to say, though, is I've always been interested in kind of the strikeout props on these super young pitchers, right? Like the sample size for Kirby in Major League Baseball is three games. Seven in his first, then one, then three. His number tonight, 4.5. What do you trust, right? Obviously, the opponent matters a ton when we talk about the Athletics, but I always find numbers like that really, really interesting. That'll be a fun one to follow. We got an opportunity to bring up a team that we talked about inside our number one. I'm actually really excited because you've got Corbin Burnes on the mound here up against the San Diego Padres. Corbin Burnes being favored, even on the road, is understandable. The San Diego Padres have been excellent this season. So to see them as a dog at home does jump off the page a little bit. However, Blake Snell is out there. We broke down Blake Snell's first game back last week wondering what we would get. Well, ultimately, you know, and he was 3 2/3, three runs allowed, wasn't very good. What do you see here tonight, Corbin Burnes versus Blake Snell?
Yeah, one of those question mark matchups, right? Because if you're just coming into this game, and I actually liked Milwaukee yesterday in a low-scoring game, which they'd win. They actually stayed under the total, but they lost that game. And also, keep in mind, sometimes when you try to line things up, and even the smallest details help, and you know me, Kevin, when I take a play against Milwaukee, or if I take a team total, let's just say I like the Padres team total against the Milwaukee Brewers, I would never take it. Why? Because you have Williams on the back end of the bullpen and Hader. Well, you know who's on the bereavement list this week? Josh Hader, which moves Williams, who actually pitched last night. Maybe he's not available tonight, and you can get that extra bump and steal some runs. But the question mark here is Blake Snell, what are we going to get? That ridiculous performer that was in Tampa? Or are we going to get something more like slow start to the season, one start under my belt, wasn't very good. I might be able to give you five innings. But if we take a look at this lineup here for the Milwaukee Brewers, this is always the argument with us with the Brewers. Are they a very good baseball team? Yeah, they got great pitching and a great bullpen, but can they get those timely hits? The lineup doesn't profile all that well against lefties, but at the same time, are we getting a great performance out of Blake Snell? Or maybe he just got the jitters out after that first start and he should have a decent start tonight. It's a tough one to stay away. And the reason I bring some of these up and say, well, Donnie, you don't have a decided edge, why would you bring this game up? It's just the thought process behind some things that happen where you can't just say to yourself, boy, Snell was really bad in his 17 batters that he's faced, which means he's going to be really bad again. You need to wait to see if things play out, if he gets back to the old Cy Young award winning Blake Snell, or if he's more likely just to be that average pitcher for the remainder of the year. We say, boy, what happened when he left Tampa and went to San Diego? It's one of those stay away games for me, but if there is an added light here that you're looking forward to, again, the Brewers don't have one of the best closers in the game available, and that could hurt them.
Makes some sense there. How about quickly Corbin Burnes? That strikeout prop always catches people's eyes for him. 6.5. Now it's -140 to the over there. He got a 5 in his last game, but before that, 7, 10, 11, 10, 8. Six consecutive at 7 or more. If you're going to lay -140 juice, you want to do it on a guy that you trust. The NL Cy Young favorite might just fit that description. Up next, Game 4 in the Western Conference Finals. Mavs Warriors right here on Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back into the early line here. It's time to talk some NBA action. Now, Kevin usually likes to talk a lot of NBA action here, but we are having a little bit of technical difficulties here. In the meantime, once we get Kevin back here, we'll be able to get some Warriors and Mavericks.
What?
And hold on.
What are you doing?
I was told ear that we have difficulties. Are the difficulties that we need to finish off a bag of donuts? Man.
I mean, listen.
Where's mine?
These things get supplied to me. Hold on a minute. I got a problem.
Oh, man. Like, there's no way that we were getting around somebody talking about donuts and then having donuts on the set here. That's just now, see, we are a morning show. I do think there should be an element of breakfast that needs to be involved, where cups of coffee, maybe some eggs, maybe an omelet somewhere, maybe a bagel or two, a bialy, something like that.
What's your go-to breakfast order, Donnie? Tell the people, what's your go-to breakfast order?
My if I had to go to a diner, right, there's no question in my mind. It is an omelet, and it's going to be pancakes. Maybe the occasional French toast subbed out for the pancakes, but it's got to be an omelet. Not scrambled eggs. It's got to be an omelet, home fries, and also pancakes. And I'm good for the day. I'm good for the entire day.
What do you mean? You don't eat the rest of the day? Like, that's just...
No, like, I could be... Or, no, I would be... Like, that would just... Like, I would just stuff myself and be like, you know what? That was the greatest meal I could have had today. I don't even want pizza. I don't want a cheesesteak. I don't want burgers. Nothing. I have my pancakes. I'm good.
Just pounding salads the rest of the day. See, I'm a waffles salads, over exactly. pancakes guy. But I
really
I found why? It's just good. I don't know. They do it right for me. But here's the deal. I found a new spot over out here in Jersey, and it was fantastic. I got the omelet, and it came with a pancake. Like, it came with it. I didn't have to order it. All right, let's see what we got going. It was tremendous. So I got to go back and try the waffle. I haven't gone back yet. So I got to go back, see what to deal with the waffle. I like fried chicken and waffles, too.
Somebody,
that's good.
Yeah, somebody's out there in a robe and a cup of coffee going, now this segment, this is the best segment they've ever had here on the early line, no doubt about it. No doubt about
it. This is the most honest segment we've ever done here. I'll tell you that much. This is what we really want to be talking about at 8:40 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Dallas Mavericks are favored. The Dallas Mavericks are minus 112. It's 215 and a half. Hold on a minute. I got to move these donuts out of here. Hold on. All right, here we go.
Oh, come on. You didn't get one more for the road? You got to take one more for the road?
Two was good. Two was good. Man, I got to make sure certain people don't see that clip then and say, yeah, you're supposed to be eating better. Yeah, it was for the show. It was a work expense. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
Look, Dallas is favored, okay? This feels like a classic spot where a lot of people can't believe Dallas is favored. I like the Dallas Mavericks. I do think they can avoid being swept here. This series, I know it's 3-0 Golden State. Games 2 and 3 were close. Game 2, Dallas absolutely should have won that basketball game here. We saw Nikola Jokic avoid the sweep against the Dubs. I think the Dallas Mavericks have the same exact type of fight in their arsenal here. I think the Mavericks do get the job done tonight in Game 4.
I do. I'm with you on that, because if we're looking from a perspective of, has this been one of those series where it's been 25 points every night and the Dallas Mavericks have zero shot? Absolutely not. You can almost argue that the Dallas Mavericks might have a lead in the series heading into tonight, but they don't. It's 3-0, and it looks like we're on the verge of a possible sweep. But I do think there's one of those last man standing in Luka Doncic tonight. But I have to say this. We're breaking this game down, and Kevin thinks that the Mavericks can win. I think that the Mavericks can win. We'll take a look at the total in just a few moments. But the one thing I want to look at here is, I've been saying, the reason why the Mavericks are going to win tonight is Luka Doncic is going to have one of those all-world performances, right? 40 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, willing them to victory here, right? But I look at the FanDuel Sportsbook and I say to myself, Luka Doncic's points prop is 34.5, which means he needs 35 points in this game to cash that. And some might say, well, Donnie, you've been leading it up to you. You say Luka's going to have a monster game. Think about that, though. Luka could go 29, 14, and 10, and they can win in a breeze. Like, that was an amazing game, and he doesn't touch his points prop. Think about that, Kevin. In a game, a playoff game, which we talked about and joked all year long, Warriors are a great under team because they play good defense here. Now, maybe they don't have all of their defensive stoppers ready, and Luka can do basically whatever he wants. But think about it. He needs 35 points to hit that marker. That is crazy high.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a ton. It really is, right? Like, can you? The thing is, you don't need. Do you need to pull it down to 30 plus? right, for Luka or something like that, and then a, you know, a Mavs win for player performance double. Like, you don't have to do that. I feel like a lot of times we talk about player performance doubles to kind of get ourselves a discount there. You don't really almost – you don't really need to tack on anything. And truthfully, his points, rebounds, assists, 52.5, I think you could probably go under that, right? Even if he scores 35 points, man, he needs what, 10 and 8 in the other categories? Like, imagine that. Like, you get 35 and you're like, oh, brother. Because what did we say about last game? We both said – forget points, rebounds, and assists, right? Just bet his points. Yes. That's what you're going to need,
yes,
if it's going to work out for Luka. Yes. It's in a weird way. If you want to bet over for Luka, you bet his points. And if you want to bet under, how about if you go points, rebounds, and assists? It gives you maybe a little bit of extra leeway when you're trying to fade those big-time numbers on the Don.
No, it does. I think it's a great point that you bring up, because if you're looking at Luka, which led to believe that he's not going to play 19 minutes tonight, right? Like, yeah, you know, I gave it my best this year, and, you know, it just wasn't enough. Now, you might get a blowout either direction. You might get a Mavericks blowout where they win and head back to game 5. You might get a Golden State Warriors blowout because you say, well, what did the Dallas Mavericks have to play? They're not going to win 4 straight games. Why not just end it now? And maybe they're disinterested, which I don't think they will be. But your point is correct here. 52.5. 52.5 when you try to line that up, what makes some sense here. You could look at him going nuts. And I said, quite frankly, if he's going to score points tonight, 36, 38, 40 points, it means he's shooting much, much more than he's actually looking to dish, which is the way that most superstars are. Michael Jordan in a big moment, LeBron James in a big moment. Give me the basketball. Let me score. Let me get to the rim. Let me shoot three-point shots. It's not like, ooh, I can't wait to set my teammates up in a game where it's win-lose, I might go home. You want to keep that on your shoulders. So he can theoretically, for me, Kevin, score 38 points, 39 points, 40 points, and come really close to that actual 52.5 and still stay under it here. So if you're going to get a performance out of Luka where maybe he shoots 25 times but only gets 24 points, you're locked into that. That's an easy, easy win to take the under on points, rebounds, and assists.
Yeah, for sure. Now, before we get to some other player props, let me ask you this. We both like Dallas. Mavs -9.5, +270. I mean, should you just stick with the trend here? Right? Like, you think that, to be honest with you, if you had to ask me, yeah, Dallas probably does blow them out, right? Is that crazy? Like, Golden State just has a really down game. Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock combined for like 10 triples, and the Mavs kind of win in a blowout. Like, that's just the way, again, the playoffs have been going. Like, should people be looking to climb the ladder on alt spreads? I kind of don't mind that move here if we're going to buy into every game's a blowout narrative.
You know, it's also interesting about the blowout narrative, too, because it's sort of been setting up in the playoffs where, like last night, like 16-1, and all I'm saying to myself is my Jaylen Brown, like both of my props are probably going to lose because by the time he gets in the game, it's going to be 30, which was 30 points early in the third quarter. So the reason I'm bringing this up in the Mavericks and the Warriors game, doesn't this have one of those, we're up 3-0 in the series. Just wasn't our night, right? Heading into like the fourth quarter, down 15 points. Let's see if we can play over the first 3 minutes to get it with inside double digits. If we don't, we'll put the bench in there. We'll close them out in game 5, and the floodgates open for Dallas for a 114-90 victory or something like that at that point. That's the way it feels like for me in this game. Does it feel like the Mavericks are going to steal a close one, like, let's just say 103-102? No, it doesn't. It feels like either the Warriors are going to dust the Mavericks or the Warriors by the fourth quarter, like, hey, let's stay healthy. Let's not get injured. Let's go back to San Francisco and play this game. That's the way it feels for me.
Like, if you really want, I mean, like, is this a crazy move here? Where, like, the Warriors -9.5 is 3-1. Like, do you just bet both? Like how about that for a boost, FanDuel? +200. Yeah. Game decided by 10, right? You won't.
Yes,
You won't.
That's a good one.
It's not bad. Man, you know what? What am I doing? +200. +300. +300. Now we're talking. You know what? +500. Now we're climbing the ladder here in appropriate style and making it worth our while.
Probably, Kevin, ooh, game must land exactly on 10 points as the final game, +200. You know what I mean? It's got to be 10 points, yeah, either way. No marking. 11 points, too much. Just 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, will the game be decided by 10 or less? I might bet that even. I don't know if that would make as much sense.
So many options. So many options.
There's mm-hmm. You can actually like probably parlay Mavs +10.5, Warriors +10.5. I don't know what kind of payout you'd be getting there. Let's bring up the other props. Here's a number that jumps right off of the page. Because now you bring up Mavs Warriors, who's the first guy you're going to pull up? Luka, guy number 2, Steph. 26.5. That's surprising.
30 plus each of the last two. I know it's been more home than road, but that's a drop down. I just thought they would have at least put it at 27 and a half. Maybe that's where it closes. I thought maybe they could have moved up even to 28 and a half. I thought Steph Under's last game didn't work out at all. He was fantastic, 50% from the field and three, 11 assists as well. Where are you at right now here on Steph Curry going into game four?
I like Steph Curry. I do. But now that the more we talk about it, like that fourth quarter, like, hey, don't run Steph into the ground. We need him for game five, or this just isn't our night. Sometimes those blowout proof games, but also if you take a look at the Golden State Warriors are blowing them out and they sit in the fourth quarter, well, there's a chance Steph Curry probably had 20 in the first half and cruised easily to the 26 and a half. So sometimes in this day and age in the NBA, which I'm going to talk about in just a few moments here, as we set up and say, listen up, why are there so many blowouts here? What about the guys, Kevin, that are blowout proof here? How about that? Like the Spencer Dinwiddie's of the world. If the Dallas Mavericks are up big, Dinwiddie's probably still in the game. If the Dallas Mavericks are down big, Dinwiddie's probably still in the game. So you bring up other guys, like maybe a Jordan Poole if it's the opposite direction. Reggie Bullock, right? Those guys having big nights here. Are we looking that way? And I see that Jalen Brunson total here sitting at 20 and a half when I took that last game. And oh, yes, Jalen Brunson scored 20 points exactly. So that's still biting with me. But sometimes in this blowout fashion, I hate the fact that I watch a game like last night with Jaylen Brown. Two quick fouls in the first 5 minutes, sits out, blowout game. Man, why did this game have to be a blowout? Even though Jaylen Brown shot like 20 times, was terrible from the field, but did get to 7 rebounds here. Maybe I'm looking here at those secondary options just in case this game four might be a blowout.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I really don't. And I've talked about Draymond unders before. Like, you see a number, like, oh my goodness, that's crazy. Draymond Green, points, rebounds, and assists. This is a guy that can fill it up, right? Each category, 21 and a half. Like the old Charles Barkley joke of triple single. Like 21 yes. and a half, here's the thing. If he is just terrible in one category, you should be fine, right? If he goes out there, it's 8 rebounds, right? And 8 points. There's 2 assists.
7 assists.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. Yeah. Like, that's, I don't know. I kind of think Draymond under 21 and a half. Dinwiddie's always made sense when we talked about him. Before we hit the break, 215 and a half. I don't know what to do with the 215 and a half. I don't know. Do you go?
I'm going over.
Mavs? Yeah? Why?
Yeah. If there's a blowout game, I think somebody's going to be into those high teens. Like 117, 118, unless the other team just drops one of those 80-point performances I don't expect. I do feel the over in this game. I do. Because if we're going to get big performances out of Luka Doncic, yeah. I do think both of these teams can approach 100 and get close to that 215.
Maybe the Mavs team total, right? If we think it's going to be a blowout, though,
yeah,
you kind of got to be a little cautious. So maybe a Mavs team total, if you kind of go back and look at their home performances, that maybe makes a little bit more sense. All right. Next, here, we're closing it out. How so? By making sure that you listen up on the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, last segment of the day here for the early line, SiriusXM channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie and Kevin setting the table from 7 to 9 a.m. as usual before we hand it over to Ben Stevens and the morning after, which special guest appearance by KW on that show. Now, we've been watching a lot of playoff basketball, betting, having fun. You know, Major League Baseball is underway. A lot of things going on, some good NHL action. But the question remains here is, why are we getting so many blowouts in the NBA playoffs? Listen up. Very interesting that the NBA getting some good ratings here in the playoffs, but it seems like night in, night out, some of these games that we're really anticipating and can't wait to sit down and watch are basically over once we start to sit down and watch. You know, last night, 16-1 games, 21-4 to start off here. Oh boy, did the Miami Heat even want to play versus the Boston Celtics? But also, we have to keep in mind here, as we're taking a look at these blowouts, we're not getting short series. This isn't a 4-0 sweep here between the Boston Celtics, where they won four games, or the Miami Heat, where they won their four games. This is 2-2. And maybe in the next game, the Miami Heat will return the favor and blow out the Boston Celtics. One of the more crazier series that we did see was that Suns-Mavericks series. Just look at the last three games of the Suns-Mavericks from games 5, 6, and 7. Suns by 30, Suns roughly by 30 again, or excuse me, the Mavericks by roughly 30. And then the final score, Mavericks 123, Suns 90. And that game was on the road. Now, the best part about this is, even if you do have blowouts, thank you for gambling here, because you can enjoy it. You might look at a game with a 30-point margin win, or last night where the Celtics took apart the Heat, and you had those Boston Celtics at minus 7 points at game time. It's the best game you ever saw in your life. Or if you had a prop bet to the under or the over, you can cheer all the way through. So even though we're getting big-time blowouts in the NBA, which we can't put our finger on, but you know what they can do? You can still make money on those big-time blowouts. Now, our time is up here on the early line. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you check out Ben Stevens and Kevin Walsh coming up next here on The Morning After.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.